Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Do you live here in Echo Park?
Yeah, I was born and raised here.
You're born here. Born. What do you think about it?
What I think about Echo Park?
Yeah,
what? I love Echo Park. What I think about gentrification? Gentrification sucks.
This is Matthew. He's talking with Saul Gonzalez from KCRW in Los Angeles. Earlier this summer, Saul was showing me around Echo Park, explaining how the neighborhood has changed in recent years. Matthew overheard us, and he wanted to chime in. At first, he seemed pretty clear. Gentrification sucks. But he's 24, and he's got to admit, he likes pressed juices and hip bars as much as the next kid.
What do you think about the new Echo Park? What do you think about the Lassens and the $3.50 coffee place down the street and all the white people, frankly?
What I think about it? A lot of pretty girls out here, so I think it's a double-edged sword.
As with many things in life, man.
Yeah.
The neighborhood's part of a corridor of gentrification that runs through L.A.'s east side, from Echo Park through Highland Park. It's sort of hipster heaven. This, as Saul says, is the new Echo Park. But the old one, it's still there, too.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Okay, so what are we looking at here, Saul? Well, this is kind of quintessential Echo Park right now, Kai. It is the traditional Latino market, selling jicama and vegetables and a totally Latino clientele through and through.
Folks and sitting out in front of the store just chilling.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of the LA version of Front Stoop Life. And right next door to it, a fairly new, dare I say, hipster juice bar, coffee house, restaurant combination. And these are the two worlds of Echo Park right next to each other.
The two worlds of Los Angeles, really. Old and new, competing for space, for primacy. And Matthew, he says he kind of wants to live in both.
There's a sense of culture here that people come towards. And that's us. That's the, you know, pan dulce. That's the tamales that we bring. It's a sense of community, right? And people, they gravitate to that. And that's fine. But, you know, what happens when you start getting prices up, the rent? The main thing is that it's getting way harder to live in a community where you grew up in, you know?
Welcome back to There Goes the Neighborhood. I'm Kai Wright, and when I last spoke to you all, we were in East New York, Brooklyn. We spent 8 episodes last spring exploring the Brooklyn housing market, at the time, the least affordable home buying market in the nation. Well, since then, our friends at KCRW in Los Angeles have been looking at their own city, which is now the least affordable housing market for buyers and renters in the nation. So over the next several weeks, Saul Gonzalez is going to lead a conversation here about Los Angeles, about its exploding debate over gentrification, displacement, and more than that, over the city's vision for itself.
You can find There Goes the Neighborhood LA on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe, and please leave a review. We've been crisscrossing LA, listening to lots of people who've been affected by gentrification. Here's some of what you'll hear.
When a neighborhood improves, it's likely that the people that, you know, put up with the stuff that was here before it was an attractive place to live aren't always able to benefit.
Le dije yo, esta es mi casa y yo aquí vivo. Y voy a luchar para quedarme en ella.
If we don't really involve ourselves, we might not have a history in LA. Because that history might end up just getting rewritten because of the way they're transforming these communities.
We love that the development is coming. We love that the change is coming. However, we want to make sure that the people are a part of that change.
If I get pushed out of the arts district with the name of the neighborhood named after me, then I'm going to go gentrify somebody else and push somebody else out. That doesn't make me feel good.
I'm homeless right now. I have not been able to find a place because people don't want Section 8. They make it hard for us to find places.
There goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood.